Rundown coming up this hour with some of the biggest news stories of the past 7 days with our friend Andrew Pinsent from Ottawa and Dan Laxer in Montreal. Then we do Slow News Day, where we try to figure out how the heck all the people earlier in the day didn't pay attention to these news gems. It's actually garbage. It's all coming up here on the iHeartTalk Radio Network.
It's News Talk tonight on the iHeartRadio Talk Network. Here's your host, Jim Richards.
I peeked my head out the door moments ago. I may have picked up a pizza. And the crowd was going crazy outside of the station. I'm not sure what happened about 10 minutes ago in downtown Toronto. But as soon as my head poked out of the door, applause everywhere, horns beeping and honking. Maybe they really, really love Amber Dowling and the streaming segment.
Might have even been the draft. You hosted the draft there. It was good. It was
really good. Yep, you guys did really well on the draft. A lot of comments. Thank you to everybody who texted in at 7:10:10. It is time now for the segment that we call... Does Richard Krause love these movies? Three movies that are in the theaters this weekend, and we try to guess whether or not Richard Krause will dig them or not. Richard, what is the first movie?
Blackberry, starring Jay Baruchel and Matt Johnson, and now playing in theaters, vividly recreates the scrappy story of friendship, betrayal, and hubris that began our obsession with our smartphones.
Yeah, what can I do for you?
Okay, picture a cell phone and an email machine all in one thing.
There is a free wireless internet signal all across North America, and nobody has figured out how to use it. It's like the Force. Sorry, have you seen Star Wars?
No.
That guy is sketchy.
I don't think he's sketchy.
The guy's a shark.
I know how to market it, and I know who we can sell it to. But I want 50% of the company, and I've got to be CEO.
I don't know who you think you are, but deal.
That is Blackberry. I don't know. Like I hate to say it, but the guys and I love Jay Baruchel. I'm proud to have him, you know, continue to make movies with a Canadian theme. It just doesn't look like. First of all of the guys that are in it, they all look like they're 21, trying to look like they're the guys who created Blackberry. I'm going to give it 2. Tony?
Wow. So I'm a little bit of a nerd at heart, and BlackBerry, I was an early BlackBerry user. So this is very interesting to me. And, you know, with Jay Baruchel being in it, that for me, that brings it up to at least a 3.5.
What about you, Tony? Anthony?
Other Tony. I'm going to give it a solid 3. I love BlackBerrys with the little ball for scrolling.
BlackBerry isn't just a business story or the story of innovation. Instead, it's an underdog tale that emphasizes the human foibles that led to Research in Motion's downfall. Not just the financial ones. As director and writer, as well as co-star, Matt Johnson concentrates on the human side of the story, amping up the anxiety with a terrific sense of pacing and claustrophobic close-ups of his cast as their lives and business unwind. This is an interesting slice of recent history, made all the more interesting by the study of hubris that makes this tech story so human. And that's why I gave BlackBerry, now playing in theaters, 4 out of 5 stars.
Wow. Wow.
Good for Jay Baruchel. And, well, I mean, I didn't think it would be any good. Apparently really good. So good for them. I saw on the news, one of the newscasts, that who's Basili? What's his first name? Anyway, the guy, one of the main guys, he was rumored to try to
Jim
bring
Jim Basili.
Pardon me?
Jim Basili?
Yeah, Jim Basili. I don't even know if we're pronouncing the name right. What?
Basili. Yeah.
He tried to bring a hockey team to Hamilton, and that didn't work out very well. He wanted to also bring a hockey team to somewhere in southern Ontario. Other people thought that it might have been the Kitchener area, but that did not obviously happen. What, Richard, is the second movie?
In The Mother, a new action revenge film now streaming on Netflix, Jennifer Lopez stars as a deadly assassin who's been on the run for years but is forced to come out of hiding to protect the daughter she left behind from dangerous assailants.
Adrian Lavelle and Hector Alvarez are still out there. You and I both know the only way you protect that child is to disappear.
And if I don't?
They'll find you, both of you.
Burn down our entire world for her.
Yes, and I will die protecting her.
Okay. I don't know. It just seems like it's been done before. I'm going to say Richard Krause gives it 2.5. Tony?
Sounded interesting. I like the soundtrack. It was a bit, sounds energetic. I'll go 3.5 on it.
What about you?
Anthony. I'm going to give it probably a 2.5. I don't know.
Okay,
well. It just doesn't seem that great, in my opinion. It does seem like it's been done a million times.
All right, let's see what Richard says.
New Zealand director Nicky Caro kicks things off with a far-fetched but promising setup, only to allow it to flounder as the running time increases. A compelling twist on a mother-daughter relationship is wasted by a script with paper-thin characterizations, a pair of lackluster villains, and no real twists after the first 15 minutes. Big points, though, to the costume designers Binga Degler and Jarena San Juan, whose fur-trimmed looks for the on-the-run Jennifer Lopez are runway ready. The Mother has echoes of The Professional and Hannah, but pales by comparison, and that's why I gave The Mother, now playing on Netflix, 2.5 out of 5 stars.
Way to go, Anthony.
I think I also had 2.5. Yeah. 2.5 was the way to go on that one. Final movie that is in movie theaters this weekend, coast to coast across the country, is what, Richard?
In the new comedy Book Club, The Next Chapter, now playing in theaters, Diane Keaton, Jane Fonda, Candice Bergen, and Mary Steenburgen star as four friends who take their book club to Italy. When things go off the rails and secrets are revealed, their relaxing vacation turns into a once-in-a-lifetime cross-country adventure.
We're looking for a venue for the wedding.
You are going to get married in a church?
I'm shocked you didn't burst into flames as you crossed the threshold.
Viv and Arthur.
Oh, thank you.
I think we should all go to Italy.
Italy? Whoa.
We'll make it Viv's bachelorette.
We're best friends for 50 years. And you?
Married.
Marriage.
My solo act is finally coming to a close.
You're the bravest person I know.
The only question is how will we mess this all up?
Book club.
Book club. It sounds like 80 for Brady. For books. If Tom Brady wrote a book, this would be the sequel. What did you want to say, Anthony?
I shouldn't.
Don't then, please. I am going to say that this movie is going to get, I guess we got to go quickly, right? I'm going to say that this movie is going to get 2.5. Tony?
They went to Italy, so I'll give it a 3.
Sounds like the basic chick flip. Chick flick, I'm going 2.
Book Club, The Next Chapter gets the job done with a collection of mom jokes, bubbly chemistry between the leads, a fashion show, a sprinkling of romance, and some inspirational late-in-life lessons. There's no conflict to speak of, no real dramatic arc, but the quartet of stars elevates the material. Candice Bergen is the MVP, displaying a razor-sharp comic timing that she honed for a decade on Murphy Brown, and she earns the bulk of the movie's laughs. Book Club, The Next Chapter is not groundbreaking or terribly original. The Golden Girls did it first and did it better, but for its target market, it's an amiable enough time waster after a few mimosas at a Mother's Day brunch. And that's why I gave Book Club, The Next Chapter, now in theaters, 3.5 stars for Mother's Day and 3 stars for the other 364 days of the year.
Good for him. All right, well, maybe that's something you take your mom to. Who knows? Okay, we're back with our rundown in a couple of seconds' time. We'll get some of the big news stories of the day together, and we'll talk about them as we head into the weekend. Then it is Slow News Day here on the iHeart Talk Radio Network.